Do you ever wonder what God is actually like? I think we all wonder that. Well, I've got good news for you today. Your wonder is going to turn into actual knowledge. The reason we have the Bible is so that our wonder about what God is like can be turned into fulfillment. In other words, we can know all about what God is like, and today we're going to discover one aspect of His nature. Welcome to Life Words Day by Day. John chapter 6 verse 5 says, "Lifting up his eyes then, and seeing that a large crowd was coming towards him, Jesus said to Philip, 'Where are we to buy bread so that these people may eat?'" This passage in John 6 is the only miracle that's recorded by all four Gospels. It's the miracle of Jesus feeding over 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. And each Gospel recounts the story from their own perspective. One of the reasons John tells us this story is because he uses it as a sign pointing to something incredible about Jesus, namely that he is divine. In John chapter 5, Jesus defended the claim that he was divine, but here in John chapter 6, he displays that he is divine. But there's something else that we should learn from God's word. It's this, that Jesus is compassionate. And if Jesus is compassionate, then that means God the Father is compassionate. The text tells us that Jesus saw this large crowd coming towards him, and his conversation to Philip lets us know that he was concerned about their well-being. Jesus is compassionate to a crowd that will eventually be hostile towards him. Well, how does what we learn from God's word help us to love him more? Well, we know that at one time, and maybe still, that we were hostile towards God, and yet He was and is compassionate towards us. He cares about our physical and spiritual well-being and provides abundantly for us, especially to nourish us spiritually. Since this is the case, I should live this out by feeding on what God provides my soul, which is exactly what we will see Jesus tell these people in the days to come. As you pray today, please remember our Creative Access missionaries in China. And also remember the Apache LifeWord broadcast that's heard throughout the United States.